Hey, podcast listeners, thank you so much for just taking a few minutes out of your day to listen to this episode today. Hey, I would love it if you would consider subscribing to this and also leaving a rating and review. That would mean so much to me. Thank you guys. Have a great rest of your day. I actually realized the other day that I made a mistake on our personal finances. I realized that I was way undershooting what our tax liability was going to be for this year. And as a result, we're now going to be getting a lot less, about a couple hundred dollars a month less between now and the end of the year. On today's episode, I'm gonna tell you about a quick little tool, and it's something that you can do every 6 months to hopefully avoid a big tax bill come time when taxes are due. Well, hey everyone, welcome back to this episode of the Find Your Money Path Show. Thank you so much for joining me today, and thank you just for giving me a couple minutes of your time. What I want to talk to you about today is a quick tool that can potentially help you be prepared better for taxes and taxes that you might owe, taxes that you might get back come next year when you go to file your taxes. And you might be thinking, okay, it's July. It feels weird to be even thinking about the word taxes. I just filed 2017's taxes a few months ago. Why are we already thinking about 2018's taxes? And here's why. I actually just used this tool I'm going to tell you the other day. It's an IRS calculator, and you can go through and estimate roughly what your tax liability or your tax bill is going to be for 2018's taxes. And what I did was I actually realized the other day that I made a mistake on our personal finances. I realized that I was way undershooting what our tax liability was going to be for this year. And as a result, we're now going to be getting a lot less, about a couple hundred dollars a month less between now and the end of the year. But what I avoided was a big tax bill come next April when I went to file my taxes. So an easy way to be proactive, especially around the tax issue, and to avoid, you know, all of a sudden getting hit with a $3,000 bill next April, which I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound fun to me at all. I'd rather spread that out over a few months if I can. But that tool is an IRS calculator. And I know when you hear those words, you're probably thinking, this literally couldn't be anything more boring in the entire world. But what I want to tell you is it's something that you might, you know, spend 10, 15, 20 minutes on, but it's going to give you either peace of mind or it's going to give you the insight to potentially make some changes that could avoid a big tax bill later on. And obviously, I'm not a CPA, I'm not an accountant, I don't give professional tax advice, but this is more to protect, you know, you having a debt come next year and, you know, eating away from some of your other financial goals like saving or paying off debt that a big tax bill could eat into. So this is something that I actually do every 3 months. I just put a repeating calendar invite on my calendar to look at what our taxes are and what our projected tax liability is coming out, you know, for the rest of the year. But what you can do is potentially do this every 6 months, kind of at the beginning of the year, maybe again in the middle of the year, or maybe in March and maybe again in September. The whole goal behind this is just to keep an eye on, you know, what your actual situation is, how much money you're earning, how much tax you're paying throughout the year, and what your projected bill is gonna be. So for instance, for us, because I had this on my calendar, I was able to save a potentially $2,500 to $3,000 bill come April. So here's what you do. Honestly, the simplest way to do this is if you just Google search 2018 IRS calculator, it should pop up. And I'll post a link to the tool in wherever this is posted, just so you have the official link that I have from the IRS. So all you're gonna need for this is you're gonna need to roughly know, you know, are you gonna file single, head of household, married, head of household, married, joint, all that good stuff. And then what you need to do is pull your latest pay stub for you and anybody else in your family that's gonna be on your taxes. And what you're gonna see on there is you're gonna see how much money you've made so far this year, how much money you've paid in taxes for state, for Georgia, for Social Security, Medicare, all that good stuff. And then that's pretty much what you're gonna need to get this done, with the exception of you might need to know how much interest you've paid on your mortgage this year, or how much you project to pay this year, how many donations are you gonna, you know, give this year? Are you gonna give 10,000, you're gonna give 5,000, you're gonna give 1,000? So you're gonna need to know some of your deductions as well. And once you have all that information, you enter it in this tool, and what it's gonna do is it's gonna spit out at the very end, it's gonna say, hey, right now you're on pace to pay XYZ in taxes. your liability, your anticipated liability, what you've input into the calculator is this. So let's use an example. Let's say based on what we've been, you know, has been coming out of our paycheck so far, our projected liability is $5,000 for federal taxes. And I do want to make a note, this is just for federal taxes. So your state taxes are going to be completely different. This is only going to focus on federal income tax. So let's say you have $5,000 and that's what you're on pace for paying right now. But then the calculator says, hey, you know, your liability, your projected liability is $7,000. What it's gonna then tell you is how to adjust your paycheck moving forward. It's gonna tell you how much more to withhold out of each check, or it's gonna tell you how to change that form. I believe it's the W-4 that you can change with your HR department that can automatically kind of shift how much is being withheld for taxes out of your paycheck. And what's interesting is some people will actually see this and say, whoa, I'm on track for a $2,000 or $3,000 refund, but I could actually get that $3,000 spread out across the next 6 months instead of getting it in a one-time check. Some people might opt for that too. It's totally personal preference what you'd prefer. But I know a lot of people who either adjust, they don't have to just owe, but you might actually be getting money back, and you can also adjust your paycheck based on that. And just a word of caution on this is if you adjust it mid-year, this is actually what got us in trouble last year. If you adjust it mid-year, make sure in 6 months, at the beginning of next year, you go back and readjust it. Because if you adjust it right now with your employer on that W-4 form, it's gonna be used to taking out either too much or too little, depending on how you've adjusted in the middle of this year. And so don't forget at the beginning of next year to go back and reset it, or to go back and redo this calculator and estimate, okay, what are my anticipated taxes for this year, for 2019, for example, and what needs to come out of my paycheck, each check, to hit that target? Well, hey, I know taxes isn't exactly a fun topic to talk about, but this is just something that can really help you with your budgeting or with your day-to-day managing of your expenses to stay on track a little easier. You know, for us, we were on track to hit a savings goal, and now all of a sudden, because I made a simple mistake, we have a couple hundred dollars less a month that we're gonna be saving now. Now, we were saving more in the first part of the year, but now we're gonna, you know, have to take a chunk of that back. So this is just for everyone out there to help you plan a little bit better, to budget a little bit easier, because when these little variations pop up, like when we, you know, if all of a sudden we're used to a certain income, then all of a sudden that income drops like it did for us because of this tax situation, it just makes budgeting a little bit trickier. It's not the end of the world, but anything we can do to simplify the budgeting process, we should do it, because it's gonna make it way easier for us, and it's gonna make us more likely to stay on track with our money. Hey, if you have any questions on this, don't hesitate, let me know, leave a comment here. I would love to connect you with a CPA if that's something you have more technical questions on. Thank you guys for joining me today.